Four Australians are among 65 new coronavirus infections from on board a cruise ship anchored off Japan. They've been taken to hospitals across the country as the number of confirmed cases from the vessel increases to 135. 11 of the infected are Australians, and one of them has told AM she's now started to develop symptoms of the virus. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from the port of Yokohama.
As more ambulances and fire engines assemble in front of the cruise ship moored at Yokohama Port, medical staff have been offloading infected passengers. For Australians Paul and Coralie Williamson, the reality is starting to set in.
Yeah, we're going okay. Yeah, it's not getting any easier naturally, but as days progress,
it's not much harder though.
No.
The food's improved.
They're doing their best to stay positive and optimistic with a little over a week to go for their scheduled quarantine period. Others are growing increasingly anxious. A sign has hung up from a cabin for several days now saying medicine shortage, but it's now had the words lack of information from the ship added to it. The Health Ministry has been arranging to get medicine for around 1,850 people, but so far only around half the passengers have received it. 11 Australians are in hospitals across Japan having been infected on the ship. One told me she'd now developed symptoms.
And I came in here feeling absolutely fine. Now I don't.
Inside a specialist infectious diseases ward with no fresh air, she says so far the symptoms haven't been too bad.
Yeah, I've definitely got a head cold. My head's all bunged up. If you were at home, I'd be taking some Panadol and just getting on with my day, but they're in here every 2 hours checking on me, checking your pulse and your blood pressure and taking your temperature and just keeping a really good eye on me, really. I feel safe here, which is great.
Professor Mitsuo Kaku from the Tohoku Medical and Pharmaceutical University says the increasing number of infections comes as no surprise.
A major outbreak on this scale was expected since the early stages of the virus. People hold the handrails when the ship is moved by the waves, and this may have contributed to the spread of the infection.
For the Australian woman with the novel coronavirus, as for whether she'd ever go on another cruise?
In a heartbeat. Absolutely. In fact, you'd laugh because at 2 a.m. this morning I was Googling the Princess website to see what I could book next. Baltic's looking good.
Whether all of the 3,600 passengers and crew still on board feel the same way remains to be seen. This is Jake Sturmer at the port of Yokohama reporting for AM.